This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So the Kawhi Leonard trade, the talk yesterday when we were talking about this trade, Rich, was that we debated as to who we think won and lost the trade. And right. I think we differ a little bit on that. The reports that we were talking about, all the reports universally seem to be that Kawhi Leonard is not all that hepped up to be going to Toronto to pay their massive taxes and survive their very cold winters.
Yeah, but I've also seen reports that if he were entertaining the notion of actually sitting out the season, that was this in the Pat 40 piece that you sent?
No.
I've got it here somewhere, but someone wrote that the fines that the Raptors could assess him for not showing up would approach his $20 million salary.
Yeah, would eat up his whole income
over the course of a full season.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Yeah, and they have no previous relationship with him to let him out of those those fines either.
It's a very awkward situation because he although he's not said anything publicly, it seems as if anyone close to him, a quote-unquote reliable source that a lot of these very respected journalists are using to tell us what's going on, they're painting a picture, like you said, that he wants no part of Toronto, that he's entertained, not reporting, that's the last thing in the world he wants to do.
Yeah.
Yet there's really no way out for him unless he makes up a fake injury. So he has to.
Yeah, the only opinion among media people that cover the NBA that I care about is Adrian Wojnarowski. And I heard a quote from Woj yesterday driving home on the radio where he's going to play. He's going to play for the Raptors this year, and he's going to play, and he's going to play at a high level. Like he fully expects him to play.
He's not that stupid.
Yeah.
He might be stupid, but he's not that stupid.
Look, Kawhi, this scenario gives Kawhi Leonard a much better look at the NBA Finals than staying with the Spurs would have given him.
Hey, the
and
Raptors.
And having to traverse the Western Conference.
The Raptors got better.
Yeah. And I think that for this year they got better. And if you retain Kawhi Leonard and you're able to sell him on staying there, and I think even Toronto knows that's a long shot.
Yeah.
But if Toronto's looked at all the scenarios, Rich, and there's two. There's Kawhi stays and there's Kawhi goes.
Right.
And if Kawhi stays, then that's great. You've got one of the top five players in the NBA to build around going forward. If Kawhi goes, then it just accelerates a rebuilding process that they were going to have to wait two more years to enact with DeMar DeRozan under contract.
Yeah, and that's where I think you and I differ a little bit on our opinions of DeMar DeRozan. I know there have been playoff failures.
This is not me hating on him or saying he's a bad player.
I know. I know there have been playoff failures. But I feel like, he gave that franchise everything he had and played very well for that franchise. And I feel like as he's going out the door, that franchise has not put a whole value on everything. And obviously they paid him a lot of money. I get that.
Yeah.
But it feels like they're and again, this goes back to what you said before the break about loyalty and things like
that. Yeah.
Because it doesn't feel like there was a whole lot of gratitude on his way out of Toronto for helping them to their best ever regular season.
Yeah, there's no elegant way to do that, though, Rick. What do you do, throw a party for the guy on his way out, give him a watch?
I get it,
but
you don't take him aside at the Summer League in Vegas and assure him he won't be traded.
You don't do that because you're lying to him. So that
you
don't do that. But as a player, Rich, I think he is what he is. This is as far as that franchise was going to go with him. And I respect franchises where just merely being good is not enough. Being able to look in the crystal ball and go, we're not going to go any further with DeMar DeRozan as our best player. He's a flawed player. He's not a very good shooter. He's not a very good defender. And we've seen in playoff situations.
He's an okay three-point shooter.
He's okay. I mean, I'll go look at the numbers, but okay, he shriveled up. He was 0-for in the games against Cleveland.
He pulled a Trevor Ariza in game three against the Cavaliers. He went 0-for-9 from three-point line.
He hardly shot three-pointers for years, Rich. They had to cajole him into even shooting three-pointers this past season.
And when he did, he took off. Okay. The team took off.
Okay, well, but he is. There's a ceiling on where they can go with DeMar DeRozan, and they obviously they feel that way. They traded him.
Sure.
And I think on the Spurs side of things, let me just tell you real quickly what this trade did to the odds. The Raptors.
Oh, I saw what the trade did to the odds.
Yeah,
yes.
The Raptors were 40-1 to win the title before the trade. They're now 20-1. They went from 8-1 to win the East down to 4-1. On the flip side, the Spurs odds, and this is where I'm going to give DeMar DeRozan a little bit of credit. The Spurs odds for winning the title went from 25-1 to 200-1.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't think the Spurs are going to win the title. I don't. I mean, I don't think they're on that short list of teams with Aldridge and DeRozan as their two best players to win a title.
No, they're a playoff contender now, not a title contender.
Right, and I think the odds of being 200-1, now you're in a bucket with teams right. that aren't in the playoffs. I don't feel that way about San Antonio at all. I think DeRozan and Aldridge as a twosome with Popovich as their coach, that's a good – and with the players they already have there, I think that's a good enough nucleus to be able to, you know, be what they were last year, which was a six seed. They basically compared to last season's team or a seven seed maybe. They were seven seed because they played the Warriors. It's the same team, but they've added DeMar DeRozan.
I agree. I won't be surprised if they're pushing high 40s, maybe 50 wins and the playoffs. There's enough pieces in place. I agree with that. And don't get me wrong. I want to point out, I realized there was only one franchise player involved in this deal. I realize DeRozan's not on Kawhi Leonard's level.
Yeah.
There's no way I would ever say that. And so,
but that's what he was to Toronto, Rich. He was their franchise guy.
Well,
him
see,
and Lowry.
To me, and again, time will prove out whether or not this was the right decision.
Yeah.
But if it had been my call, I would have sought to do whatever I could do to add a player to DeMar DeRozan and his surrounding cast rather than move DeRozan.
Like who? You're over the cap? You know, you mean
right.
your
it's
assets
easier
are,
said than done.
Your
I
assets
realize
are the
that.
Two guys that you'd have to use to get a guy like that.
I guess maybe I wouldn't have agreed to give up DeMar DeRozan in a Kawhi Leonard deal.
Okay, you wouldn't get Kawhi Leonard then.
Well, but you know, you read all the other teams they were talking to, and they all had a long list of players who they had refused to include in this deal. I don't know if the Spurs had very many options.
Rich, but this goes back to what I was saying yesterday. I think Toronto kind of wanted out of the DeMar DeRozan business.
If they did, then yes, it all
I think they look and said, "Why? You know,
right,
he's a nice player,
sense.
But he's not a $28 million a year guy.
That theory makes three years
left of him.
That theory makes sense based on what happened. I just don't agree with it.
Yeah, you like him better as a player than I do, it sounds like.
Yeah.
This is a couple interesting things here, and I'll get to the loyalty thing I teased in just a second. Chris Vernon tweeted this earlier today. He does an NBA podcast for The Ringer. He actually retweeted Tom Haberstroh, and this is wild. 24 players played in the 2017 All-Star Game. Okay, this is the All-Star Game that was less than 2 years ago.
Right.
12 of them have switched teams in the past year. How crazy is that? Half the guys that played in the All-Star Game in 2017 – are on different teams now.
Wow.
Here are the guys that have switched. Yeah. They played that game in New Orleans, if you remember. Kawhi Leonard, DeMar DeRozan, LeBron James, Gordon Hayward, DeAndre Jordan, DeMarcus Cousins, Kyrie Irving, Jimmy Butler, Paul George, Carmelo Anthony, Isaiah Thomas, and Paul Millsap have all changed teams. And that doesn't include Chris Paul, who was, I'm guessing didn't play in that All-Star game, and he's changed teams as well. Since that All-Star game was played, that's nuts. That's bananas. Yeah.
That is nuts.
That is bananas.
Now, the one thing I don't think you and I have discussed, Sean, is that it's always possible that depending on how things unfold in this regular season.
Yeah, I know where you're going.
That Toronto could consider dealing Kawhi Leonard to a team that perceives themselves in a position where adding a player like that could put them over the hump.
Yeah, which would fetch, you know, which is going to fetch you a lot more than if they were doing poorly with DeMar DeRozan.
Especially if he's been healthy and playing well.
Yeah, and trying to trade DeMar DeRozan with 2 years left on his deal. So
if Toronto does that.
Toronto won this deal big time to me.
And if they turn around and do that, it's a huge win, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I really, like I said yesterday, and I still believe this, I don't think there's any chance he signs a long-term deal to stay with the Raptors.
Yeah, and I hope if they're in the mix, you know, if they are where they, let's say they are at the All-Star break this year where they were last year, which was the best team in the Eastern Conference, I hope they ride it out and see if they can go win something. I don't want to see another contender get weakened
right.
so that another big dog can get another all-star on their team so that the right. concentration of power, unless it's the Rockets, unless the Rockets, you know, are able to flip some assets and bring Kawhi Leonard in.
Hey, you never know. Maybe LeBron at some point this season says to Magic, remember I told you when I take a one-year mulligan and wait on contending in 2019? I'm thinking you might want to make a move to do it now.
Maybe, maybe.
Wouldn't that be something a Magic traded for Kawhi Leonard mid-season?
Mid-season, yeah, absolutely. Where do you come out on all these players? I'm not going to read all the tweets because they all have basically the same message, which is, wow, DeMar DeRozan was the heart of the franchise. He embraced that city like nobody else. Boy, this is a tough business. There's no loyalty in the NBA. A bunch of NBA players tweeting about that.
Yeah.
Where do you come out on that?
They're NBA players. Take your guaranteed money and STF you.
It's one of those things, Rich, where I'm like, if these guys ever had to go function in the real world, like,
exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, you are lamenting the fact that business, you know, the Raptors perceive the most important part of their business to be deficient right now, which is winning in the playoffs.
Right.
And DeMar DeRozan is the one who is supposed to impact that the most. In the real world, you get fired from your company when you're not impacting things the way they expect you
Correct.
To. Correct. Even sometimes when you're doing well compared to your peers, you get fired. He's getting traded with his contract to a state with no income tax. He's getting
exactly.
traded from DeMar DeRozan is a big winner financially in this thing.
Oh my God.
The taxes in Canada versus the taxes in Texas.
Night
he should be laughing right now.
Night and day.
Yeah. So that I chuckle so hard at these tweets. I'm like, God, you have no idea what it's like in the real world. In the real world, you don't get traded along with what your guaranteed salary is to another company.
Yeah.
You get your ass fired.
Yeah. You want hardship? Relatively speaking, play in the NFL.
Yeah, yeah.
Where you don't have the guaranteed money, where you don't have the long-term security, where a lot of guys aren't becoming multimillionaires the moment they step on foot on the field.
No question. All right.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.